I don't know what all it's made out of. Well, we only bought it from one person. But then they got to bootlegging it around here, and anybody could get it that wanted it.
Yeah.
And of course, nearly all the colored people sold it.
Mm-hmm.
And even the police would buy from them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then turn them in.
Why?
I don't know, but I've had many a colored person tell me that they had sold whiskey to the police, and they'd buy it and then turn them in. Of course, that's the way they had of finding out who was selling it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go to court on the 15th.
What for?
I crossed this street out here, and I knew better. And I came across the forest avenue and came up this way, which is... you're not supposed to do, but yet you can come this way and go that way.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do the other way, and I'd have to come that way and go around the block and come back home. And I crossed there because it was getting late, and there was 3 hours, and we wanted to get down to the restaurant and eat and get in before dark, because we were all widows, and everybody wanted to get in and get locked up before dark. So I just cut across there.
Yeah.
And of all the times, here comes the police car. Well, I have to go to court. They said, you need to pay $20 to go to court. I said, I'll go to court.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I've been driving since I was 13 or 14 years old, and that's the first ticket I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and he looked at my driver's license, he said, 60 years? And you never had a ticket? So he got on the radio in his car, and he talked, and he came back and said, Miss, your record, he says, I think the judge will dismiss your case.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked my attorney, who was a very close friend of ours, in fact, we call him our adopted son, and he told me, he said, I asked for a dismissal
mm-hmm.
of the case due to your record,
mm-hmm.
and that due to the fact that you wanted to get in before dark and all that. And he says, if they don't give you that, he says, ask to be granted a nolo contendo. And he said, they might find you and they might not. He said, that you stand a better chance of not getting fined. And, but I wasn't going to fix to pay that $20 from the grocery. Because I've never had a mark against my name, and I'd just rather not have it. So I'd rather go to court. And
you
not.
Had your license.
Yeah, I had my license. Oh, he was just dumbfounded when he looked at it and said, you mean you've never had a mark against your record? Never. He said, all those years? I said, in all those years. And he says, well, lady, I'm only doing my duty. I said, I know that. And I said, but I'll be there. So then I got to think about it, and I thought, well, he was so duty-struck. So I just called him up that night. And I just told him I'd never put my foot in the courtroom in my life. And would he go with me? He said, I certainly will. So I said, I'll be scared to death. I said, I've never had my foot in the courtroom in my life. And I said, would you go with me? He said, yes, ma'am, I will.
Is that usually
what? Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a little unusual. But I think it will help me.
Oh, I do too.
Not going to, but the nearer the time comes, that's going to be next Tuesday, I think. The nearer the time comes, the more nervous I get about it. But everybody that has been, this one girl had been 3 or 4 times, and she said, don't worry about it. I said, well, you have to come out and say everything right before everybody else is sitting there. She said, yeah, so what?
That's right.